Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to today's subject, The Bible Principle, The Jubilee and Miracles. We're looking at part five today, and that's words are seeds and they start the processes of life. In today's lifestyle, people don't put a lot of importance upon words, but when you read the scriptures, God is a God of words and He's made us in His image. Words can create or words can destroy. Words are seeds, and when we sow our words, we sow seeds, they produce a harvest in our lives. Because words are seeds and they start the processes of life, we need to take heed or we need to take notice of what we're hearing, what's coming into our ears from other people. We also have to start listening to the words that are coming out of our mouth. Are they correct? Are they in line with God's word? Or are they fear and doubt and unbelief? After we are saved, we are born again. God starts to renew our mind to His word. From the day we're born onto this earth to the day we're born again into the Spirit, there's a process that the world sows seeds into our ears, and we talk and think a different way to what God does. God says that your mind has to be renewed by the word of God or by the washing of water by the word. We have to listen to what's coming out of our mouths. Are we copying the world or are we copying God's word? We see in Luke chapter 9, verse 44, Jesus said, "Let these words sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into your hands of man." I want you to look at the first part, "Let these words sink down into your ears." What is Jesus talking about here? He's talking about the ears of your spirit. When you speak something, it comes out of your mouth, it goes into your natural ears, it goes down into your spiritual ears of your spirit man, and then into your spirit. So we have to be very careful of what we allow to go down into our heart or our spirit. But Jesus is saying, let these words sink down into your ears. What he's actually saying is let the word of God sink down into your spiritual ears and into your heart. Start to let God's word and saying sink down into your spirit. The bad situations we have in life, they have to be destroyed by God's word. You have to dig up the old seeds, kill the crop or the harvest of that situation by repentance. In other words, Lord, forgive me. I've been confessing the wrong word. I've been confessing negative, Lord, and that's produced a negative harvest. And I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. That's the system of repentance. And then we start to replace the whole situation with God's word. And it takes time. It's a discipline thing that may take days or weeks or months, but it's a system that we have to come back to. We have to kill the old crop by repentance and then sow God's word into our heart, down into our ears. Satan has access to our thinking capacity, and Jesus said, "Take no thought, saying." We see in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, it says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or where you shall be clothed." What this is saying, Jesus is saying, or the word of God is saying here, take no thought saying. The process is when a thought comes to your head or to your mind or to your thinking, it can stay there. But if you speak it out, that means you've taken that thought and a process begins. Any thought that comes into your mind that's not godly, but it's a world situation, you can rebuke that thought or come against that thought by saying something other than that thought. Take the word of God and replace the wrong thoughts, like Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, and think on these things. Let me give you the scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, meditate on these things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. When you took that thought that came into your mind and you said it, a lightning process began. By saying the thought, it came out of your mouth, it went back into your physical ear and down into your spiritual ear and into your spirit. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The word of God must come out of your mouth. The Bible further says, cast down all imaginations or thoughts and bring them into captive of the word of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish any disobedience when your obedience has been fulfilled. It says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, bring every thought into captivity into the obedience of Christ. Translate the word Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. He's anointed to watch over your confession to make it come to pass. Of course, he won't bring negative things to pass or things of the world. He'll bring the positive things of faith and the word of God to pass. Let me now describe the process that's involved. When a thought comes to our mind, we have the right to choose whether to say it or not to say it. But when it comes into our mind, we are to, the Bible says, to cast it down, to throw it down. In other words, don't take it and don't say it. When we take that thought by saying it, it goes into our spirit man. God may say to us, that word that you've just received, it's not from me, it's from the world, so don't take it. The Bible tells us that we are to bind up, cast down every thought that's against the word of God and replace it. Yes, we have the authority to watch over our thought life. Many people think, I can't stop thinking those things. They just come into my head. But God gives the born-again believer the authority over his words, over his thinking process and the thoughts that comes into his mind. So a thought comes into my mind that's not godly, I can bind it in the name of Jesus, I can cast it down in the name of Jesus, and then I go to God's word where it says, think on things which are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report. So that thought comes into my mind, I bind it, I throw it out of my mind in the name of Jesus, and I replace it with a positive, faith-filled word from God. This is the process that God wants us to take. Now, if that thought comes into our mind and it says something that's not godly or it's against the word of God, I can replace that. I can come against that word by not saying it, by choosing a word of God. In other words, for example, if a thought comes to your mind that says, oh, you're sick, don't take it. Don't say it. Okay, it's there, but you can take another thought by saying, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. So when that thought comes into my mind that I'm sick, I can speak out words and say, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. And that replaces the thought. I hope you can understand that. Thank you for listening and God bless.